Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Uniform Lima. 4 ZLK, mobile. 4 ZUL, mobile as well. KO 4, is it ZUL or ZEL? My name here is Shane.
No, yeah, it's Zulu Uniform Lima. Zulu Uniform Lima. Daniel's the name here.
Daniel, I'm not sure if we've spoken before. I don't recognize the call, but it's very possible. I don't remember everybody I've spoken with.
Probably not. I am passing through from Georgia, heading over to Charlotte right now. I'm going to go visit the mom. She's in the hospital. But, yeah, I have a buddy of mine, Jose, told me to check out this repeater. And he says that it's popular and it's got some really good coverage. So I figured I'd try it out.
Sorry about your mother. I hope she's going to be all right. This repeater should cover you from Georgia state line to almost, well, to Gaffney, and then you can pick it back up a little bit before you get into North Carolina. There'll be some shadows here and there, but should have pretty good coverage. I'm assuming you're going up 85.
85, and just past Spartanburg just a little while ago. What is this next exit? Joffrey? I think it's Joffrey. Or Gaffney. Gaffney. Sorry, I couldn't read that far. Gaffney, 105. That's the exit I'm getting up to here.
I'm going to lose you here soon. When you see that peach and you go down the hill there, you're... That giant peach on the left, I guess it's still there. Unless something's changed, I used to make that run up there to Greensboro a lot, and usually I would lose it until a couple miles right before North Carolina, and then it would disappear again. But you probably don't have much further to go with this repeater.
Yeah, it's a little bit noisy in my RX, but totally usable. And, but yeah, it's doing great. I'm not sure exactly where it's at. I think he told me it was on the line somewhere. Well, I see the peach now. But yeah, well, you're the first contact on this repeater, so I don't know. I guess we'll see if I'm going to lose you here in a bit. I see the peach coming up.
Where are you from, Daniel?
Gwinnett County in the city called Buford. It's right by Lake Lanier. Southwest corner of Lake Lanier, right there.
I know a lot of those guys down there that hang out on the LARC repeater, the 14667.
Remember as well. I haven't been talking on it much. I do monitor. I work driving around a lot, so I talk on there periodically, but I spend most of my time on a DMR group called LMR Talk Around. And, that's pretty much where I park myself.
I went to Atlanta for a couple of years at nighttime and got to know a lot of those guys down there. Richard, KC4YMT, was always awake, and Baker, sheriff's officer, or former sheriff's officer, I think he works for the school system down there now, KE4ZAA. He and Richard would keep me company most of the night.
Legend has it that YMT, I don't think he ever goes to sleep.
And I tell you, that's wrong, because he actually fell asleep a couple times in the middle of a conversation with me.
Funny stuff, man. Yeah, every once in a while, I'll turn the radio on, and it's always him on there, and it's late, like 1 o'clock or something. He's got to be a night owl, but I heard him early on, too.
He had some health issues, so I think he just has the radio next to the bed, and he dozes on and off throughout the day, but he was always always available at nighttime. I know he retired from working at night, and he just said he can't sleep at night much anymore.
Very cool. What was your name again, man? Before I lose you here, I'm getting a little staticky.
The call is N4ZLK. You're coming through real clear, but the repeater is kind of... having some noise here and there, off and on, but yeah, you're probably going to lose it here soon.
Well, that's good. No, I can handle the RX. It's not a big deal. I was just wondering if I was hitting it at all. Yeah, I'm on a mobile, 50 watts. Little Yaesu, FTM 200.
For you. Let's see. I guess you know Gabo, K4WCL. He lives about 8 miles from me now that he's moved up from Georgia and retired officially.
Come often. Never have I met a ham that can remember call signs quite like he does. And where he first met you, and what you guys were talking about. It's like supernatural.
He's a good asset to the ham community because he'll make you feel welcome no matter who you are. At least until he gets to know you. And then if he doesn't like you, he probably won't talk to you again. No, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he jumps in on All-Star often on the KA3JI Jerry Beater down there. That's, I think it's adjacent to the LARC repeater. So he still talks to those guys all often. I do hear him often a lot. I just talked to him, I think it was last week. We were on the coming repeater down there.
I have to talk to someone from down that way that's headed through here. So are you on that signal group they've got, the 807 signal group?
Yeah, I'm on there. Every time I get a chance to get on there, there's another 2,000 messages that I missed. Man, they talk a lot on there.
I'm on that group too, and I kind of clear it out. I'll scroll down through, and if there's anything interested, I'll read it. But otherwise, I kind of skim down to keep it cleared out.
Cool. Man, I hope I'm holding it on my TX, but my RX is suffering pretty hardcore here. But if you see Gabo again, man, tell him I say what's up. That we talked. That'll be pretty cool.
And yeah, you're starting to lose the repeater. So 7-3, have a good trip, and I'll be praying for your mom there. I'm not sure what's going on, but I hope everything turns out well as best it can. And be careful. KO4ZUL and 4ZLK.
73s, have a good day. Be safe out there. KO4ZUL, 73s, and I'll be clear of the repeater for right now.
N4ZLK, this is KG4ZGS. Hey there, Shane. I heard you talking in there. Just wanted to say what's up. I'm out driving, doing some errands right now. But hope you're having a good day there, sir.
Good afternoon. I am. Good to hear you today. I'm out running some errands, too. Just left Lowe's left some money at Lowe's. And I think I left more money than I have product, but we'll see. You doing all right? N4ZLK.
I definitely understand that feeling. I think I left more money than I got product, for sure. But yeah, I'm doing all right. I had hernia surgery just over a year ago, and I've had some chronic kind of radiating nerve pain. I've had nerve pain before that, but it's been worse since my surgery, so I'm seeing if I can get an appointment with my surgeon for any kind of consultation or follow-up type things. I don't know if I need like an x-ray or a CT scan, or it's just got to live with it or what, So I've kind of been dealing with that today. But other than that, I'm having a pretty good day. I heard y'all talking about Gabo. I've talked with Gabo a couple times. Is he down in Commerce?
A home in Cumming, Georgia, is where he was, but he has a home up here in Sunset Community, down 11, Pickens County, and he's officially retired now, so they've moved up here permanently. But he goes back and forth a lot still. He was spending more time down there, and coming up on the weekends. Now he's up here most of the time and going down there on the weekends occasionally.
I have to check my little logbook. I'm sure I wrote Gabo down, because that's just so recognizable. But I think I wrote his call sign too. I have to figure out when I was talking to him. That other fellow was saying he has like a supernatural ability to remember people's call signs, and it's like, I was thinking maybe he just takes really good notes. He can refer back to him really quick.
This for a long time. When I first started, I could not remember people's names or calls. It would take me a while, but calls almost come a confusing one. Yours was a little bit difficult at first, just the combination letters. Some of them flow really well for some reason, but I had to check yours a couple times, I think, couple different conversations before I got it down.
Well, there, Shane.
I don't know what happened. Other station, go ahead. N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KQ4LOO.
Go ahead. LOO. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Sal. Receive, or a good transmit, but not a good receive. Chris, you still there?
KQ4LOO, standing by.
It's Chris here, KG4ZGS. Yeah, I can hear you, and I can hear KQ4LOO, but it seemed like he couldn't hear you. You were talking, and someone else had doubled with you. For a brief second, I heard both of y'all in there, and then, so anyway, but yeah, I'm still here. I'm just out driving.
Space, and so people can break in, but sometimes I get quick on the microphone. And Gary, I hope you're all right. You out there running around?
Yeah, boy, Shane, I've been out running a couple errands and just listening to you fellas talk. But good hearing you in here this afternoon. I'm going to jump out and unload the car and see what else I can get into. Y'all have a great afternoon, 73. N4ZLK in the group, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hey, hello to Joy. And yeah, I got a load of stuff. When I get home here in a few minutes, I got to unload and get back to work. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, as you know, I've just been within the last few weeks since Christmas getting back into the ham stuff, so I'm still trying to learn some of y'all's call signs and everything like that. I definitely know, I know you by voice and call now. I've talked to a couple of guys a few times, like when the car does the linked repeater network on the weekends, so I've talked to a couple guys in Charleston for a few weekends in a row, and I'm starting to learn their call signs and stuff, but it's nice when you start to get familiar, like, oh, I know that guy. Anyway, KG4ZGS.
To listen a whole lot before I transmitted much, and I got where I felt like I knew them, even though they had no idea who I was, but I made a lot of good friends. I think you've talked to Patrick, too, right? KO4HKX? I think he said he's spoken with you a couple times.
I've talked with Patrick on this repeater. I guess it's an Echolink repeater. So the first time I got on this repeater, I was trying to contact my dad. He's in western North Carolina. He's west of Murphy. Like, it's pretty much as far west as you can go in that state. But he was trying to get on the Echolink, because there isn't a 2-meter repeater that we can both hit. So, anyway, I didn't even realize that they do a nightly net at 9 p.m. I was trying to contact my dad at like 8:50 or something like that p.m. And Patrick was like, hey, y'all, we're preparing for a net, but you can, you know, go ahead and make your contact, whatever, it's all good. But we have a net at 9. So he like really politely told me, like, you know, that we weren't, like, getting in their way or whatever, but he just wanted to make sure we knew what the deal was, you know what I'm saying? So I've talked to Patrick a couple times, and I've talked with you several times, so I'm starting to learn some of the folks around here and trying to make my presence known, sign into the net here and there. I can't do it every night because I have a young son, but on the nights that my wife will let me get out to the driveway, I try to check into the net, and I'm just trying to gain more experience and whatever, so...
There is a net every night, and Gary, who was just in here, he calls the net on Wednesday nights. I don't know if you've heard his or not. He's probably got the best one out there, and he's been doing it for 21 years, I think, in a row, straight, every Wednesday. He'll miss one here and there, but not many of them, so he's got a lot of regulars that check in with him. He calls a good net. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to get to know people, and you hear people that you only hear at net time, but kind of get to know them that way too. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I've written KI4DOS talking about. I had a note that Gary hosted the net there, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio, and I've also talked with KQ4LOO Tal a couple times. I'm looking in my notebook here. I know I've written down Gabo, but I can't see it. And my handwriting kind of sucks. Let me see if I got it. So it's a K4WCL, Gabo and Pickens near Table Rock. Write the date down. That was late December. I think that was December 28th that I talked to him. So I might have been talking to him on the 145.310 frequency. I'm not sure.
Repeater, is that 145.310? I may have it. I mostly hang out on this one. I've got a bunch programmed in, and I'll check them every once in a while. There's a couple that I'll, like the Anderson repeater, I'll go and check in on their net if I'm in mobile or something. But Gabo lives on the other side of Table Rock from me. I'm east of Table Rock. He's west of it. And as the crow flies, we're about 8 miles, but that mountain's in between us, so we can't talk simplex.
Yeah, 145.310 is on a mountain north of Gainesville, Georgia. It's in Clermont, I believe. And I'm not sure if I talked to Gabo on that repeater or not. I have multiple notes about that repeater if his call sign is in between those notes, but sometimes my notes are a little unreliable, so I can't really say if I was talking to him down there. It might have been when my wife and I went down to Georgia to visit her family. I might have been talking to him then, or I don't know. There's no telling, dude. I might have talked to him up here and just wrote it down on the wrong side of the paper, you know what I mean?
Roger that. I think that's the KA3JIJ repeater, or K3JIJ. I can't hit that one from my house either. I kind of sit down in a hole for that direction. When he's down there, he's on that one or the 146.67 repeater, which is on Walker Mountain. Well, both of them are on Walker Mountain. They're right beside each other. But yeah, there's a lot of good regulars around, and if you leave the radio on for very long, you'll start to hear the same people and you get to know them. It's a lot of fun. I've made a lot of good friends. Some of them I've never met face to face, but I know they would. Well, some of them I think they would drop. If I needed help, they would drop what they were doing and come help me, and I would do the same thing.
That's a pretty cool community. I think that JIJ, that sounds familiar. I think that is the, I forget the prefix, but that JIJ sounds familiar, so I think that's a repeater that maybe I spoke to him on. So, and yeah, I can't hit it from where I live, but when we were down in Georgia, I was playing around on that repeater. Yeah, I was on a machine. I was hitting a machine as we were passing through Commerce, and I talked to a guy there, I think his name's Bob, who runs that machine, and then he said that he's linked to that, I think it's the JIJ up in Clermont. I think his repeater in Commerce is linked to that repeater, so, it was like both ways, so either, you know, if you hit either machine, then people on either side could hear it. But the one in Clermont, I think, had a greater range because it was up on a mountain. I think that's where I met Gabo. But yeah, dude, it's really cool. It's fun to make radio friends. And, you know, I'm just trying to refresh all my knowledge about electromagnetism and things like that. I've been watching a bunch of material on YouTube, and then like watching it and then rewatching it, and then I've read through the technician material, and now I'm about to reread through the technician material again just to kind of stamp it onto my brain. And then my goal for this year is to start getting into the general material, and I'd like to get my general license. My friend is in the Marine Corps, and he's currently deployed or on assignment or whatever up in Norway, and he was asking me today, he texted me, and he was asking me about various HF bands, so it'd be cool to get into the HF.
Is that okay? VHF, and just like on VHF, if you spend enough time on it, you start making friends only further away. Sometimes you can get some local people on HF, but usually it's further. And that's a lot of fun, too. It's nice to be recognized. Chris, anyway, I'm pulling in the neighborhood here, and got to figure out where I'm going to back this trailer. So enjoy it again. Thanks for the call, and hope you have a good day. And be careful out there, and hope you get that situation with the surgeon figured out there and get back to being healthy again. We'll talk to you later. KG4ZGS, N4ZLK, 73, Chris.
So good to talk to you there, Shane, 73 to see you, bud, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. N4ZLK from KG4ZGS, I'll be mobile and standing by. KP2HXS, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. Did I get that right?
You did. Dave here, KP2HXS. I thought I heard Shane in there.
I was in here earlier, and he just he said he was pulling a trailer, so he was trying to park it. I don't know, maybe he's still on there. Right on.
Anyway.
I'm trying to hide.
There you are. Hi, Shane, and the other station. I'm sorry I didn't get your first name, but we're out and about.
And yeah, I'm on back out of here. Good to hear you. And poor Zed, okay.
All right, Shane, I wanted to say hello. I heard you in there. The other station, I don't know yet.
Hey there, Dave. This is Chris over here, and it's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. That's KG4ZGS. I'm Chris. I'm up in Campobello. And I'm mobile right now, just running some errands.
Oh, hey, Chris. Let's hang on a second. I got to shut the
light.
My phone
right
off. We're just heading down to Greenville here. We're going to go to CarMax and go look at a car, maybe. We'll see. Well, we'll get a bicycle.
W2G?
Oh, no.
What? Nice to you, Dave.
I don't know. Oh, I gotta go out to your house, don't I? Gosh, God, I'm sorry, Rusty. I've been so doggone busy. I will get to you, I promise.
I figured you would eventually. I wasn't worried about it. Who is the other station in there? Go ahead.
So this is KG4ZGS. My name's Chris. I'm in Campobello.
Name of here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. My call is Whiskey United to Tokyo. Or as my friends keep telling me, I'm wound up too tight. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for that. Wound up too tight. Yeah, whatever. Well, Chris, I'm in Greer. but, I live in Greer. I got my stay. Are you mobile currently or are you home?
Currently mobile. I've only got one radio and it's mounted in my car, so even. I guess I'm always mobile, but sometimes stationary in my driveway, but currently I'm out driving around. But, yeah.
Well, new to the hobby. Only one radio? Oh, my God. Rusty?
Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, I got at least one in the shack and one in the house. So, I mean, one in the car, so that's good here. Anyway, and all. Yeah, Dave, you won't recognize my shack when you get back over here to see it. It's a lot different than what it was.
Oh, okay. I look forward to that. Yeah, I got a radio in my car, got a radio on the bench, got a couple of radios spare, and I got a radio in the wife's car. She's not even a ham operator. Son of a gun. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm sort of new and also not new to the hobby. I got my technician license back in 2003, and I've renewed it a couple times over the years. But for many years, I was just out of the hobby. I didn't do anything with it. It's been many years. My dad's also an operator, and he's kind of got me back into the hobby, and he helped me install a mobile unit over Christmas. So yes and no to being new to the hobby. I'm definitely, I feel like a noob because it's been so long, and I'm trying to get used to operating again. I've been rereading a lot of the material, videos on electromagnetism and stuff like that, trying to really learn the material a lot better this time than I did when I first got my license. And I'd like to get my general this year, so I'm definitely new and old. It's a paradox.
Yeah, well, I guess welcome back then. Yeah, I've had my ticket for, goodness, 1989 is when I got mine. And, I'm a general. I got my general ticket now, so. But Rusty, he's up there. He does everything, I think. But he got your extra, Rusty, I think.
Yeah, I've only been licensed 1 year less than you, I think, because I got mine in 1990. So I started out, stayed with it, got into it, and then took my general. We still had to do 5 words a minute. Then took my extra when I got about 2 years later and got the extra class. So, yeah, I've got all the goodies that go with it and everything else, and I try to work some of it sometime. I've been sitting here working FT8 today because it's something I can do while I'm doing other things around. So been doing that, putting wire out the ground to sit between my 2 ground rods that are in the ground. Then I gotta run a piece up to where it comes through into the shack. So, you know, getting things done and all. I'll look forward to when you getting ready to come over here, Dave. Just give me a call ahead of time, and all they've got me doing 6, 7, 8 different things more than I was the last time you and I talked.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, we'll probably be over there Monday, Tuesday. Jimmy and I have been pretty busy as of late, you know, all the cold weather and stuff. We've been jumping around. We got a couple of installs possible in the next couple of weeks. So, all right, well, gentlemen, I'm going to clear out of here. The wife and I are driving along, so Chris, to take it, I'll be out. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Chris.
Good rest of the afternoon, and you know, I got me a new car, so back last year. So anyway, it's always nice to have something new if you can. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Chris. I'm going to go ahead and sign with you because I'm playing around over here on the radio doing some FT8, also doing some other stuff on the computer because I got a man coming Monday to do some work on my computer, and I need to get some things straight now. So good to hear you back on the air, and hopefully we'll run across you. And W4EEY, look him up. He is holding a general class licensing class at this time, and it can be done. I think he does it on Tuesday nights or something like that. But he's with the Greer Club and the Blue Ridge Club both, and he's doing a class on that Wednesday night. And he's even got a setup so you can do it on Zoom. So you might look him up and get in touch with him and see what you can find out about it, because I know he's got it going right now, and a lot of people seem to like it, and it works, and they get their upgrades when they get through. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Chris. Have a good one. W2T clear on your final.
Rusty, W2T, I heard most of what you said. I had stepped away for a brief second. One of the errands I'm running is taking the trash out to the local dump site, and there was a huge line of people, so y'all were chatting for a second there while I was like trying to do it as fast as possible, so I didn't miss much of the convo. But I've been looking on Handbook, reading through the material there, and I think I'll probably also get the book from ARRL. When I got my first license, when I got my technician license, I didn't take a class. I just read through the book and stuff like that. So I might consider taking a class, though. Anyway, thanks for that info, and nice to talk to you in there. And I guess, is Dave still out there? This is KG4ZGS monitoring. Sorry to Dave and Rusty there. I was not intending to be rude at all by stepping away. I was just like in a tight spot there with a line of people waiting on me to get out of the way. So had to run and do that errand. But if I get to talk to you guys again, that would be great. And anyway, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra riding around mobile.